The Tom Woods Show, episode 1985.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Folks, if you enjoy the Tom Woods Show, it's time to go to the next level. And next level, Tom Woods, is libertyclassroom.com. This is where my friends and I teach all the stuff you did not get in your conventional education, history, economics, and more, the way it ought to be taught, with all the content they left out or distorted. Check it out at libertyclassroom.com. Hey, everybody, Tom Woods here. I am joined today by Andy Schoonover, who is the CEO of something called Crowd Health that I want you guys to know about. Now, this is a very, very unusual situation in that they are about to become an advertiser on the Tom Woods Show, and I wouldn't normally devote an episode to an advertiser. I just run the ad. But I love this thing so much that I want you guys to know about it. It is exactly suited to us. It couldn't be more perfect. And I've talked about something not a million miles away from this kind of model in the past, but this thing beats the heck out of it. It honestly is a way to beat the insane healthcare costs we all have to deal with. And it does so in a very clever and entrepreneurial way. And so I'm doing it, and I want you guys to be aware of it also. So I decided once I saw the terms of this thing, I said, yeah, we're going to get this guy on. So Andy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's, first of all, we're going to talk about what Crowd Health is in a minute, but I want to start with your personal story, because when I talk to you about this, I think it's the kind of story that a lot of people can relate to, you know, where you've had some crazy dollar amount thrown in your face for a procedure, and you just can't believe that this is the way it has to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back a couple of years ago, I was working for a company. I sold that company, and as such, I rolled off, and my, like many others, insurance was tied to my employer. So I lost my insurance, so I had to go find an alternative. And at the time, I thought my only alternative was go to healthcare.gov, which I know all of your listeners just absolutely love. So I went on to healthcare.gov and got a plan for $1,200 a month, an $8,000 deductible. And it was for me, my wife, and my two girls. And that worked great until I actually had to use it. My little one, who was one at the time, was having recurring ear infections. And so we headed to the ear, nose, and throat doctor, who said she's got a perforated eardrum, basically a hole in her eardrum, and that she absolutely needs to get tubes in her ears. So headed off to the local hospital. It was a 15-minute procedure. I get the bill, and it was $8,000. And I was like, oh, wow, like $8,000 for 15 minutes. We'd all love to have that hourly rate, right? But I was like, okay, I have health insurance. I had made my way through my deductible. A decent chunk of my deductible was already paid for. So I thought the health insurance plan was going to pay for at least some of it. Well, I got a note about 30 days after the surgery, and they said it was medically unnecessary. And I'm like, hold on a second. I have an ear, nose, and throat doc here in Austin, Texas, looking in my daughter's ear, seeing a perforated eardrum. He actually delayed his vacation for a day because he was so concerned about her long-term potential hearing loss. And then to have an insurance company who's, you know, 1,000 miles away tell me that it was medically unnecessary. Well, I went through two rounds of conflict resolution. They still rejected it. So I had to stroke an $8,000 check to the local hospital. So as you can imagine, I was pretty pissed. So I called the insurance company and said, I quit. I'm not going to pay you $1,200 a month. And if you're not going to step up when my family needs you, especially since it's my kids. So I've been uninsured since, and I've started building some tools that can help people operate outside of the existing health insurance system. In reality, what I found is that the majority of people don't need health insurance. I know that sounds crazy to folks, but you just don't need it. And so we've really kind of built some tools here that allow you to operate outside of that crazy, really expensive, not sure if it's going to get paid type of health insurance system. So, you know, that's what we're doing. And, you know, that's kind of the summary, but I'm happy to fill any details that you think are worthy.
Well, let's talk about the basics of how the thing works. So
yeah,
let's say I leave Florida Blue, which is my plan, and I am going to be leaving at the end of this. I mean, I'm paying just my premium. Forget about everything else I wind up paying because of the deductible, but my premiums are something like $1,300, $1,400 a month. Mm-hmm. Multiply that by 12. That's an astonishing amount. Now, I do, it's true. I have all my daughters are on this plan and they, you know, they get the medical care they need, but they're getting it at this crazy price. So I, let's say, separate myself from that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I join up with your crowd health.
Sure.
What does that look like for me? How does that work?
Well, Tom, I think also, you know, one of the things that I've realized as I've gone through this is very few people know what their actual deductible is, right? And so you're paying $1,400, but you're also going to pay probably $6,000, $8,000, $10,000, something like that, right? In a deductible, if there is a big health event.
Right.
So you could be out almost $25,000 before the health insurance plan picks up a buck. Right. And that just doesn't seem right, especially, you know, for those folks in the middle class who are making, you know, 50, 75, 100 grand a year, you can't, you know, spend 20 or 25 grand on health insurance. And
I think people discover what their deductible is when an emergency has occurred. That's when they find out. It's kind of like during COVID, a lot of people didn't know who their congressman was or their governor was. They do now.
Yeah, exactly. And well, and the crazy thing is that 250,000 people last year who had health insurance went bankrupt due to medical claims, due to medical costs. I mean, the whole point of insurance is if you have a significant event that it won't put you in financial distress. So we have 250,000 families going bankrupt last year, even though they had health insurance. And so that's just how important understanding what your deductible is, because it's basically the amount of money that is sucked out of your bank account in the event of a big catastrophic, or maybe not even catastrophic. It can be a broken arm that's, you know, $6,000 or $8,000. Well, guess what? That's coming out of your bank account. You know, we wanted to change that. So what we ask our community to do is pay for the first 500 and we will submit the rest to them to fund. So you pay a monthly contribution. We ask you to pay about $150 to the community, and the community then uses that to pay for healthcare expenses of the community. And then, you know, so if you were to have your daughter break her arm, right, that's a $6,000 or $8,000 expense. We'd ask you to pay the first 500. We would submit the, which is say $5,500 to the community. The community would fund that, and we would then pay the doctor directly for that broken arm. So you would be out $500. The community would pay for the balance. So that's how that would work.
Now, you must have some arrangement where you're negotiating these fees down, because simply spreading all these huge expenses around to a whole lot of people maybe doesn't quite get to the heart of the problem.
Yeah. So, you know, the heart of the problem here is that insurance plans are really hard to work with. And doctors hate insurance plans as much as I do. And so they're actually willing to give a 30 or 40% discount off of what the health insurance plan will pay. So real example, knee surgery in Cincinnati, Ohio is paid, Anthem Blue Cross pays about $40,000 for that knee surgery. Same orthopedic surgeon, same anesthesiologist. We moved it to a surgery center as opposed to a hospital, which is a way better customer experience anyway. And bill for that was $22,000. So $18,000 less, because we're paying doctors on the day of the procedure. They don't have to hassle with the insurance plan. They're getting paid in cash. They don't have to wait 90 days for it. They don't have to do any pre-authorization paperwork. And so doctors spend about 30% of their time dealing with health insurance plans. And so if they can use that time on patients, they can see a lot more patients. They do what they love to do, what they're called to do. And, you know, they don't want to do paperwork. So they're willing to give significant discounts if we can pay them in cash. And that's what we are able to do.
I'm sure a lot of my libertarian listeners are wondering about the so-called individual mandate under Obamacare, whereby a person has to have medical insurance or faces some kind of penalty. Now, Trump got rid of that part of it, but it's not impossible to imagine that it could be reintroduced under a different president, even the current one. What does that do to your model if that happens?
Yeah, so there's actually, I think, 5 states now in the District of Columbia who have state mandates. And so basically what that is if you don't have health insurance, and we are not health insurance, we are outside of the health insurance system, then you have to pay a penalty. There's also some plans that are really, really low cost. I mean, like $50 a month. that you can buy that meet the minimum essential coverage requirements of these states. And so in essence, what happens to my business model is it costs you another $50 a month, right? Which is not the end of the world. And we can actually probably even lower our cost given that some of the things that our community will pay for are paid for by this kind of really skinny down, you know, actual insurance plan. So it has a modest impact on our business model, but definitely doesn't break it. You're still sitting there at, you know, instead of, you know, $1,200 or in your case, $1,400 for, you know, your family, you're still probably 30 or 40% lower than that. Even if you had to, I think you live in Florida, right? If yeah. Florida required a mandate, you'd still save 30 or 40% as opposed to 40 or 50%. So it's still significant.
Yeah. And you're just getting these people off your back. Just bare minimum.
I mean, exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Consider it a tax.
Yeah. No, exactly.
In essence, that's what it is.
That's right. It's still more than worthwhile. I featured a company that does something not a million miles removed from this. The idea being that they are also not insurance, and it's a kind of a health share program where basically everybody pays everybody else's bills kind of thing. But they operated under some kind of loophole that existed under Obamacare, whereby if you are a religious group, you were able to have this kind of exemption to go do this sort of thing. But I mean, unless everybody joining who's non-religious like, creates his own individual religion, this was a bit of an awkward requirement. You don't have any such requirement.
We don't have any requirements. You don't have to be affiliated with any faith-based organization. You don't need to get your pastor to sign off on it. There's none of that with our system. So we are legally very different than legally, operationally, and clinically very different than a health share. So we do not consider ourselves a health share. We're at more closer to GoFundMe for healthcare than we are a health share. So yeah, there's no requirements for faith in our organization.
So let's just take an example. I go to the doctor I have to go get stitches or something. Uh-huh. And they say, okay, where's your insurance card? And I say, well, what do I say to them actually?
Yeah. So if you get in stitches, it's probably an urgent care visit and you're going to go in and you're going to get those stitches and it's going to be $500 or something like that. You will pay that $500. You will go to our app. You'll take the bill. You will take a picture of that bill. And then on the back end, we can tell, is it for something that's legitimate? We're looking for things. You're not going to do a mastectomy on a six-year-old boy, right? Like, so there's some adjudication on the back end to make sure this is not a faulty bill. It is legitimate. We figure out what the price is. We know that you paid it. And so we will then fund that through the crowd and you will get an ACH back into your account for anything over $500 within 4 to 5 business days. So you're committed to that first $500, and then the community will fund the remaining piece.
Okay, so it's just a matter of I take a snapshot of the bill, send it off to you, and then I can just wash my hands of the whole thing and just wait for it to be taken care of.
We have in our app, you know, it's one of the difference again between us and the health shares. We're pretty technologically, you know, advanced. And so in our app, you can actually see your bill, that we got it, that we've reviewed it, that we've submitted it to the crowd for funding, that it was funded, and that it's been sent back to your account via ACH. So you can see all those statuses right there in our app. Whereas, you know, your health insurance plan or a health share, you send it in and you have no idea what's going on with it, right? We're radically transparent in how we operate, so you can see exactly where your bill stands.
Good. You know, I know that I can call the insurance company and talk to them about X or Y, but just mentioning that to you right now exhausts me. The very idea of trying to get my question answered exhausts me.
Yeah. Well, one of the other things that's different with us, both with again between insurance companies and health shares, is you will have the same person to talk to every time you call in. So we don't have a big call center. You have the number of a person internally that you can call with any questions. The most infuriating thing in the world is going to a call center. You get bounced around. You have to tell your story 5 times. They screw it up every time. It's like, no. You will know Sarah, who's your care advocate internally. Sarah will have a team member just in case, you know, Sarah is not available, but you get to talk to the same person every single time. are a small team. And so, you know, that person will get to know you. They'll know your kids. They'll know your events. So you don't have to go through that recurring kind of explanation of what's going on and why is my bill getting paid and all these kinds of craziness things that happens with insurance companies. So that's, you know, a pretty big difference between us and insurance and health shares.
Now, let's talk about what constitutes health in the sense of what you offer. So, for example, what about my dental care? Is that included?
Dental and vision, we're going to start in the end of first quarter or beginning of second quarter of next year. We've heard that it's something that people do want. And so we have to add that, but it will work very, very similarly to how our existing product works. You'll just have to wait for it in probably March, April-ish of 2022.
Okay, so that's one thing. But then also, what about something like mental health? Is that something you got to pay for yourself?
Yeah, you have to pay for that yourself. And it is something that I have some mental health stuff within my family. We want to figure out a way to pay for it. But at this point, it is not something that the community is going to fund.
All right. Now, how long have you guys been around? You're pretty new, right?
Yeah, this year. You know, okay. We were founded this year. So we're, you know, off to the races, and the uptake, I was just talking to a friend about it this morning, is pretty crazy. So we're excited. It's the phones are ringing. And so that's a lot better than waiting for the phones to ring. So it's been just a great, you know, first kind of 6 months of the Crowd Health's life.
Well, here's my concern. Even though I've decided I'm going to take the plunge because I've been paying a fortune for this plan that it just seems unreasonable to me. We'll just put it that way. And it keeps going up and up. And I'm just tired of it. So I'm willing to give this a shot, especially because I've been somewhat familiar with at least something like this kind of approach, not having insurance, but instead approaching it like this. But I guess my apprehension is you've only been around for this short while that you just mentioned, and this company that gives me my health insurance now has been around forever. And if I leave them and then you guys turn out to be a big flop, then I have to go crawling back to them and maybe I get an even worse offer from them. So how can you reassure me that's not going to happen?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the things that we're hearing from people too, right, is like, okay, well, you guys are new. And so let's talk about the big catastrophic event, right? I mean, that's the reason that you get health insurance. And so, you know, one of the really interesting things that we have is the ability to, you know, another real example, $500,000 cardiac arrest, negotiated it down to with the hospital to $100,000. That was financed over 20 months. And so that's $5,000 a month for 20 months. Assume there's a couple thousand people in the community. That's $2.50 per community member for 20 months, right? So the ability for the community to be able to absorb some of these very large expenses is not that difficult. We'd have to have a massive, you know, COVID times 100 type of outbreak to have any kind of, you know, massive stress on that system. You know, and in terms of like Crowd Health and our runway here, I mean, we raised $6 million back in April. We've got plenty of cash to last us through the next, you know, 18 months. And, you know, as long as we have folks like you sign up, we're going to be good to go. And we, for some reason, you know, fail, like you said, you can always go back to healthcare.gov. It's kind of going back to the evil that you know. So, you know, I don't think that's a huge downside risk.
Well, as I say, I'm going to give this a shot, but I don't know what it consists of. So, for example, if I say I'm just a regular person who heard this conversation between you and Woods and I'm ready to do it also, I mean, what kind of information do you need to know about me? How invasive is it?
Not invasive at all. There's two reasons why you would not be eligible to join the community. One is being a smoker, and then one is being significantly overweight. So if you're over 300 pounds, that is something that we would love to have you join us when you get under 300 pounds. But those are the only two things that we really ask you to evaluate whether or not you're a good fit to the community. So if you go to joincrowdhealth.com, the sign up is super simple, easy. There's a member guide there. And I, you know, people are like, oh my gosh, do I have to read a 150-page insurance plan to understand how this works? It's literally a 10-minute read. it's kind of entertaining. We want to make it, you know, it was fun to read and kind of enjoyable. And it does give you the heart of what we're about. So I ask anybody who's really interested in the details of how it all works to read that. And again, it's probably no more than 10 minutes to really truly understand how it all works.
What about, I mean, one of the big issues, controversial issues in healthcare policy is pre-existing conditions. Mm-hmm. Now, I know one of the things that you ask about is, are you a smoker or not? Things like that. But what if somebody joining has some extremely expensive condition? I mean, are you going to try to find that out? And if so, does that mean they can't join?
Yeah, as a part of what we ask you as being a member of the community to commit to is paying for your pre-existing condition for that first year. So if you have a really, really expensive pre-existing condition, you may not be right for us. I would say that 90% of the people who have pre-existing conditions are great for us, but we just ask you pay for it for the first year. The second year, the community will fund up to $25,000, the third year, $50,000, and then beyond that, $100,000. So, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like, look, if you're going to come in and be a part of our community, you know, pay your fair share for your pre-existing conditions in the first year. And then, you know, we'll help you out in second and year and beyond. You know, I've got a lot of people who call me and say, hey, I've got high cholesterol, high blood pressure. I'm taking, you know, four or five medications. You know, we offer a significant discount on prescription medications. And so have a family member who actually said, I'm not sure I can join you, Andy, because I'm on four or five meds. And as we looked at what those cost, they were like $50 a month. Yet she was going to save something like $3,000 a year on her healthcare expenses, right? So she was responsible for that $50 a month of prescriptions, but she's saving $3,000. That's a no-brainer.
No kidding. Well, I wanted to focus on crowd health in this episode because I think my listeners, by and large, although we always have more to learn, know a lot about the theory behind the ideas that appear on this show and are the lens through which I interpret the world. But there are a lot of parts of our lives where the theory's not enough. We need practice. So it's one thing to know in theory what all the problems with American healthcare are, but that doesn't help you when the big bill comes. You need some practical answer to this. And so I feel like we want to balance the theorizing with the practical action. And so I've got numerous episodes of the Tom Woods Show talking about how we got here with this dysfunctional healthcare system. And that's great. People need to be informed about that. But they also need some options. They also need to know, how can I, within the confines of this system that in which I find myself, how can I find the best solution for me that doesn't bankrupt me? And that's why I wanted to have you on, because I think this may be the answer.
Well, no, I appreciate that. And I think the short answer is, you know, cash pay, you'll get significant discounts. You don't have to work through the insurance companies. And in fact, the insurance companies and the hospitals are both incentivized for prices to go up, right? And when you have a buyer and a seller both incentivized for the price to go up, guess what? The price is going to go up, right? And so we can be consumers, customers of healthcare, and add market forces back into the system. And that's going to lower system wide prices, you know, across the board. So I think this is a good thing, not only for our members, but for healthcare in general.
And I also want to just disclose that I have no affiliate relationship with you guys. So if one person decides to join you guys, or a million people decide to join you guys, it does not affect me in any way. So I want to be completely transparent with people. In fact, although I know my people, they would want me to prosper with this. That no one would be unhappy if I had that relationship. But I do want to make clear that is not the nature of our relationship at all. So the link, though, if you are interested in this, I'll put it up at tomwoods.com/1985. But if you're in a place where you can jot it down, the link is joincrowdhealth.com/99. So joincrowdhealth.com/99 and use promo code, guess what, Woods at sign up. So why the 99 after the slash? Just tell everybody.
Yeah, because that's $99 a month for the first 6 months. We're reducing that contribution for folks who want to come and try it out. And so, yeah, it's about half off of what it normally is. So we'd love for folks to come and join us and try it out. We think they'll enjoy it.
All right, excellent. So again, joincrowdhealth.com/99. Use promo code Woods. I'll link to all this at tomwoods.com/1985. Well, Thank you, Andy, first of all, for contacting me in the first place. I was not aware of crowd health. And then as soon as I looked at the bullet points, I thought, oh, this is a definite. This is an absolute definite. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this improves my life. And I'm, you know, I have to admit, there's a part of my brain that is already spending the extra money that I have in my pocket. So I have to be a bit disciplined mentally here with all this, but I'm looking forward to seeing how it works for me. So thank you for doing it, and thanks for talking to me today.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, everybody, I have a pretty important thing to tell you before we wrap up for today, and this is aimed particularly at people who listen to the program on YouTube. I'm going to ask you to start transitioning away from there because, as you may have noticed, there are gaps in the numbering because there are episodes I simply have not included on YouTube because of their policy against free speech. I've had some really excellent ones that I know if I publish on YouTube, because I'm talking about things like natural immunity, you can't talk about science on YouTube anymore. I know that I'm going to get strikes and I'll get the channel removed. So if you want to hear all the episodes of The Tom Woods Show, you should be, and you really, really won't just get a podcast app like Stitcher or Podcast Republic, which is what I use, or Apple Podcasts or whatever. If you won't do that, and if you really, really want to watch it or consume it on a video platform, then please go to my Odyssey channel because they should succeed, Odysee. And to make it easy for you to get to my Odyssey channel, tomwoods.com/vid, V-I-D, will be a redirect link to get there. That's where every single episode, including the censored ones or potentially censored ones, will be found from now on and can indeed be found even now. So the ones you missed are all waiting for you over there, tomwoods.com/vid. So this is for all you YouTube listeners. And I love you guys, okay? I don't mean to be ragging on you or anything. If you're listening to The Tom Woods Show, you're my friend, okay? I'm not unhappy. I'm just telling you that unfortunately, the world being the way it is right now, you're going to miss probably some of the most provocative episodes I put out. And that's why you tune into the old Tom Woods Show, ain't it? So start thinking, tomwoods.com/vid. Get on over there, subscribe to my channel, make a habit out of going over there, because we have to, if we're going to have any success here, that's going to involve creating parallel institutions. And I know there are other ones, there's BitChute and Rumble and all that, that's great. And, you know, maybe I should also be on those, but I've staked out a place for myself on Odyssey, and I hope you'll join me over there, those of you who are going to consume the show in that way, tomwoods.com/vid. All right, that's it for today, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit tomwoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of The Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at podsworth.com.